Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, March 11th. I'm here with you and with Kelsey Boland, the ever-smiling Kelsey.
Yes.
Good morning.
I try. Good morning.
So thank you all for joining us. We all love Friday. As if you're a listener of the show, you know we're fans of Fridays.
Yes.
And we have a beautiful Friday outside. They did say it's going to rain and storm tonight.
I know. I'm so excited. It's supposed to start at 1, right?
Oh, really? In the morning?
I think this afternoon.
In the afternoon?
Yes.
Oh, good. So maybe we'll enjoy some rain.
I know. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Otherwise, it'll probably rain during the night again.
Oh, I know.
We can't enjoy it.
I know. Oh, well. Either way, at least we're getting some water.
Yeah. There you go. So we've had an exciting week. We had a lot of studio guests.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Like every day.
A lot of great guests coming up as well. So it's exciting times.
It is.
I've met a lot of people that want to be on the show and stuff, so people want to get on the show, you know. So we'll get everybody on.
Well, we're just so awesome. What's not
to like? Yes, we are, you know. Exactly. What's not to like, folks? So if we do say so ourselves. So, I'm excited. I don't have any big plans for the weekend. How about you? Are you going to be working or?
Oh my gosh, relaxation is on the menu this weekend. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
You get to slow down a little bit.
I know. First time in a while. Don't have any shoots and just kind of taking it easy. So.
Really?
Yeah, it'll be nice.
Yeah, it'll be nice. Maybe it'll be like beach weather. Who knows?
You know? Would be awesome.
I know. I wouldn't mind going to the beach, take the bike, ride a little bit, right?
You know, I fell in love with that, like riding my bike just down the, you know, through Santa Monica and Venice.
Right, they have a bike path.
They have a bike path. It's awesome. It's so amazing.
Something? Yeah. And it's like, although there's so many people, it's still, you have the breeze in your ears. So it's peaceful and quiet.
It is. Like, I love that, just to take a ride down the beach and then eat somewhere in Venice, like on a Saturday or something. So maybe we'll do that.
Yeah, I tend to do that quite a bit. Sometimes you can keep going to Marina del Rey and everything.
Yeah, you know, it's awesome. Cool.
I actually went on a Segway on that path a couple times too.
How is that? I've always wanted to try one of those.
You've got to. If you go on one, it makes you feel a little nerdy, but at the same time, there's nothing like it. I mean, because you can cover a lot of distance in a short while. You know? So it's a really good thing to, if you want to tour a city where you're new and stuff, you know, you don't have to walk and, you know, and try to find where you're going, you know. So this is cool. It's just about the width of a person. So you can walk through doors with it and everything.
Sure.
You know?
Wow.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool. You should try it sometime. If you go to Santa Monica, they have one right on Pacific where they have the Segway of Santa Monica or something.
Oh, okay.
And it's by the beach. So you take it, you go down the hill, and a short hill, and you get to the path. And then you can just take it. Yeah, so you take it for an hour or two. And it's pretty cool. So you can take a group or go by yourself, you know.
Like
your own group and stuff. So. Yeah, so we got quite far on those segues, man. Let me tell you.
I want to hear all about last night.
You want to hear about last night? Well, I'm trying to delay it a little bit because it's probably going to take up most of the show. I did want to say we're going to have a guest in a few minutes calling in, and we're going to talk more about love and sex and relationships and everything, so which is appropriate to the topic we're going to cover mostly today because I went to the Great Love Debate last night. Now, we had the organizers on the show earlier this week on Monday, and we had Brian Howie and Laurel House, and they were both there. So they held it at the Hollywood Improv. And what this is, the Love Debate, for those of you who haven't been following, they're doing this like just about every month in different cities, and sometimes more than once a month, I'm sure. And what they do is they put together a bunch of experts, and then they invite like 100 men, 100 women, whatever, to sit in and figure out why we're all still single. That's their motto.
Okay.
So they held it in Hollywood last night, and I went and I took a friend. I took Casey.
Yeah, he was telling me.
Right?
Yes.
So he works with us in the building here. So we went together, and it was exciting. You know, we were in good mood and everything. So, and, you know, neither one of us goes out that much and stuff, you know. So it was a nice break.
Yeah.
So we get there. Everybody was already inside. So, so we went inside, get some good seats in the front. And, you know, those places, if you sit in the front, they're always going to pick on you.
Oh, I know. Yes.
Because it's a comedy place too. So, yeah. So, yeah, so we sat, we got drinks and stuff. It seemed like, I don't know, Casey noticed there were more women than men. I always notice the overwhelming majority of men everywhere I go. But he felt there were more women there.
Okay.
So I didn't see that. I don't know. But so they had Dr. Drew Pinsky there.
Oh, okay.
Laurel House sat on the panel also. And then there were a couple of I can't even remember their names. They're like bloggers / relationship experts. And they were on the show as well. And they were asking questions. So it was pretty interesting. You know, they had the women ask sex questions and the men asking love questions.
Right.
So, okay, so people were asking questions. This one girl, I don't know how they got to her, but they asked her what she does, and she says, I help men masturbate. I show them how to masturbate. That's what she says.
Okay.
Now, let me think about that one for a second. Does that sound like a full-time job to you?
What?
I mean, what is this, right? I mean, what man needs to know? So Casey talked to her a little bit, and she said, yeah, there's different ways to masturbate that men don't think about or whatever. And I'm like, a woman's going to tell a man how to masturbate?
Yeah, that seems a little...
Right?
Yeah.
So what the hell? It's like telling a woman how to masturbate.
I wouldn't know the first thing, but, you know, like...
Yeah, it's like what feels good, what doesn't?
Yeah.
So that was like totally out of place there. I don't know what the hell she was doing there.
How interesting.
I know.
What is so perplexing to me is what qualifies somebody as a relationship expert.
Right?
It's like, are they in a relationship?
No, they usually are not.
Exactly, which is so perplexing.
Right?
Yeah.
But maybe they know what it takes. It's just they don't practice it themselves.
Exactly.
Or they don't find the right match, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
I don't know. But, yeah, you have to wonder. And many of them still stay single. But I'm thinking maybe if they get married or settle down, they'll lose their interest in dating. You know?
Maybe. Hey, that's a good way to look at it. I never thought of it like that.
Yeah. So they'll just say, oh, the hell with this. Now I'm focused on love. I'll talk about love. And
exactly.
Family.
Exactly. How funny.
So at any rate, and then there's this woman asking another question. I don't even remember anything she asked, but all I remember is eating ass.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that would stick in the mind.
That one would stick in the mind, right?
Yes. Ew.
And I don't remember what question that was, but how did you even get to that? God knows, you know. It's just that there's so much going on, you don't pay attention to everybody, you know, and all the questions.
I mean, that's hardly appetizing. How would that, like, encourage dating? I mean, you would just be, like, so repulsed.
But if you looked at her, she looked like kind of a biker chick, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't like you're a nice feminine woman.
I see.
They don't ask questions like that.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
But it was funny, nevertheless, to hear that. So at any rate, you knew eventually Brian was going to pick on me. He did before.
Ah!
And I was sitting in the front row, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, okay, get up and ask a question. So I didn't even know what to ask. I wasn't prepared or anything.
Right.
You know? Yeah. It's like they ambushed me with the dating game.
Which is so funny because you ask questions for a living.
Right.
And like you put them, but still, it's a different subject matter because, and they put you on the spot.
It's because I just wasn't paying attention. I was paying attention to other things.
Right.
So I didn't know what he expected me to ask.
Right.
Right? So I just said, okay. So I went to the go-to question. I said, you know, I mean, how come, like, dating apps don't seem to work for people?
Okay, that's fair enough.
Hold on. I think our guest is calling now,
okay.
So let's go ahead and take that and see. We're going to be joined by Pauline. Pauline, are you with us?
Yes, I am with you.
Yes.
Hi, Sam.
Pauline Middleton, welcome to the show. I'm here with Kelsey as well.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Kelsey. Nice to meet you guys.
Thank you. Where are you calling us from today, Pauline?
I'm in Copenhagen presently.
Oh,
really?
In Denmark.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know where Copenhagen is. I've been there several times when I was a teenager.
Ooh.
And I had good memory of the cute blonde light girls when I was 16.
Oh, yeah.
When I was 16 years old.
That's right.
Right. So tell us, how's the weather in Copenhagen now? Is it nice? Is it spring yet?
No, spring is not here yet. It's quite cold, but today we've had the sunshine all day long, so then it feels like spring is coming soon.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, for us, it's spring every day, so there you go. Have you been to L.A. before, Pauline?
Yeah, I have, but it's like 30 years ago, so I look forward to coming back in about 3 weeks' time.
Oh, yay!
Really? Well, if you enjoyed the interview today, maybe you'll come and visit us in person. But
oh, I would love to.
But thank you for calling us all the way from Europe. It's very cool. So we're going to talk a little bit about dating, romance, relationship. You wrote a book. Tell us a little bit about the book first.
Yeah, it's a novel, and it is called One Woman, Three Men.
Uh-huh.
And it's based on my own experiences, because some years back I had a love life that was completely in ruins. And I knew that I needed to find a different way of going about, you know, finding a partner, because otherwise I might just end up in the same bad situation where I'd been.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So then I decided I wanted to try the online dating, and I made a profile. And, you know, I don't know if you've tried that, but there's so many boxes you need to fill out.
Right, yeah.
So
oh, we've tried
it. When I was sitting there, yeah, you know that. And so when I was sitting there, I was like saying to myself, okay, well, maybe I should separate all of these needs that I have and then not have one partner but have three partners.
Oh, wow, sounds great. So but not all at the same time, right?
At the same time, yeah.
Oh, at the same time. Wow, that sounds kinky to me, man. But you probably mean something else.
Well, you know, it was only, I defined the areas that were most important to me. And for me, one area was talking.
Uh-huh.
So I started looking for a guy I could talk to. And then it was sex. I like to have a fun and varied sex life.
Uh-huh.
And then practical stuff and socializing was the third area. Mm-hmm. And then I started looking for one man to fill each of these positions.
Oh, wow. So whoever was most qualified at one of these qualifications, you would go with, even though it's not all in the same person, yes.
Now, question, did you tell the men that you were seeing other men, or did you not do that?
Yeah, no, it was completely open so that they knew what they were saying yes or no to.
Oh, wow, okay, cool.
The fun thing was that, you know, the men in the beginning, I got actually a lot of answers to my profile.
Oh.
And I got a lot of answers from guys saying, you're lucky because I'm a 3-in-1.
Yes.
And then I said, well, you know, I'm not looking for a boyfriend in that manner because I need to become wiser about why my love life continues to not work. You know, because I had relationships where they didn't work and I met somebody and it didn't work. You know, I needed to become more clever about this.
Right.
So I said, you need to pick one of the three areas and then we can go on a date.
Oh, wow. So, so did you have sex with all of them or just one?
No, I had sex with one guy, but I would also say that the roles did not stay as strictly defined as I had intended in the beginning.
Yeah, right, that's what I would
think.
That's what I think. Now, but you surely had to fall for one of them. Like, you know, you have to have stronger feelings for one than the others, right? Or,
well, it developed. You know,
right.
Sometimes I would find that my emotions developed for one of the guys, for instance, the talker. But then maybe his emotions didn't develop. He just wanted to have sex.
Right.
And then I could choose, okay, well, do I also want to do that? Or am I actually too emotionally involved so I shouldn't go ahead and have sex with him because I would end up feeling hurt? you know, it made me much more having to actually be conscious about what I was doing and what I was saying yes to or no to. And that was really good.
Yeah. That makes sense, you know. I mean, the thing is that if you, I think it's just like when you're looking for actors in roles in a movie or something, you know, you look for something specific, and that's what you find, you know. Mm-hmm. So, wow. So, yeah. You know, it sounds like, you know, with friends, I mean, you know, many people have friends for different purposes, right? This friend I go out with to pick up guys or, you know, when you're a woman.
Yeah.
You know, this friend we go work out with and things like that. So that's how you pretty much separated this, right? This guy I'm having sex with because he's really good at that. And then this other guy I only talk to because he's great at that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I want to know the end result.
Interesting. Pardon?
I want to know the end result. I mean, what did it ultimately boil down to? Did you end up with one or still with all three?
Well, you know, you would have to read the book to find that out.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But the book is a novel, but it's based on your life, right?
Yeah, you know, my experience with this took a year and a half. But the novel only covers 3 months. So what I did was I condensed it and, you know, I added some of the things that was happening over a year and a half. I added that in the 3 months. Mm. And then I added a little something more, you know, so because I wasn't interested in actually, I should say, giving away anybody. You know, I was only interested in showing the dynamics of relationships. Because what I found out was that, you know, a lot of the men, they were quite happy when I was able to express clearly what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Then they said, oh, great model. I like it. You're looking for this. I can give you two of what you're looking for. Would you like that?
Yeah.
Or I can give you one. Or I can give you all three. Or I'm only interested in sex. Yes. You know, it gave them a possibility to be much more clear with me.
Right.
And that was one of the insights. You know, I got so many insights on many different levels about how our relationships actually work.
That's so
because
neat.
We exchange many things, and we have expectations to each other. And another thing I found out was that I had many expectations to my relationships up to this model, but after the model, I only have three, and that means that when these three areas are fulfilled, I'm really happy.
Yeah.
So I'm a lot more happy after I've used this model.
That's cool. Now, let me ask you this. Have you been married before?
Yes, I was married spent 6 years together with my husband, and we had a child together. And then, unfortunately, we had to divorce.
Right. So you already have a child. You had a family. Are you looking to continue a family as well? Because I can't see how with three separate men you'd be able to settle down and build a family, right?
No, that is difficult. And also, I'm not advocating that people should continue necessarily to have three partners.
Right.
I think it's a really good thing to do for a period in your life. It may be after a divorce, or it may be after you've been single longer than you actually wanted.
Right.
Then it's a really good idea to try to think love in a different manner.
Yeah. You know,
what I did was, personally, you know, that was that after I had used this model for a period of time, I got emotionally involved with a practical guy. And then I stopped seeing the other guys. And then I was with him for a couple of years. Then I went back to the three-man model. And then after a certain time, I said, okay, now I need to evaluate what has actually happened here.
Yeah.
And then I found out how important these three areas was to me. And then I started dating to find a partner. And I met, on the 10th date I was on, I met this guy, and we are happily married today.
Oh,
so for me personally, it has meant that I was much more aware of what I wanted, and then I could also see when I was meeting it.
That's true, you know. And I'm thinking, you know, it takes a lot of the pressure off, because I think today in partners, we look for them to be everything, our father, our mother, our friend, our lover, you know, and, you know, our partner. And you know, it's like it's too much expectations, too much responsibility to meet up all these expectations.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And we're not necessarily aware that we have all of these parameters that we measure our reality of against.
Right.
But when we have so many parameters, they're never going to be fulfilled at the same time. So that means we're constantly unhappy about something.
Yeah.
Or a lot of people are. So, you know, if you can reduce and actually identify what you long for, what makes you feel whole, what makes you feel loved, what makes you feel absolutely wonderful inside.
Yeah.
When these three areas are fulfilled, then you can let go of the rest because they're not important.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, wow. So I mean, this is interesting. Now, I know in the U.S., the divorce rate is about, 50% or so?
Mm-hmm.
You know, about 40-50%.
Yeah.
What's it like in Denmark? Do people divorce a lot there, too?
Yeah, it's the same. It's
really?
50-point-something.
Wow. So, yeah. So it's like a Western.
And we also have a very high infidelity rate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Wow. And, you know,
but, you know, sex
and
is,
I mean,
really... Sex is really open. In Scandinavia, sex is pretty liberal, right? I mean, I remember it's like you go, I don't know how it is now, but it used to be that on a sunny day, women would go out topless and lie in the park and stuff, you know? And sex is not so, like, unspoken about, right?
Yeah, it's true. We speak a lot. We speak more about it, and women are not so topless anymore. You know, we're more
really.
Prude today.
Yeah, I'm talking 30 years ago.
Yeah, exactly, and that was right back then.
Yeah,
but I think what we're also living today is that we still, as a culture, you know, the Western Hemisphere has only defined one ideal love model, and that's a monogamous relationship for 50 years with the same person.
That's true.
It has ignored that we're actually not living like that anymore.
Right.
And maybe never have, but, you know, we're not living it right now. So I think we should be more flexible in defining models. We should be more open to, you know, there are different periods in your life where you live in a different manner, and, you know, that's fine. Because we're many people feel so unhappy because they're not a success in that monogamous 50-year model.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, wow. We're talking to Pauline Middleton. She's in Copenhagen, and she wrote the book. What's the title of the book again?
It's called One Woman, Three Men.
One Woman, Three Men, and it gives you pretty much an overview of what the book would be about. Now, before that, had you written books before this one?
Yeah, this was my second novel.
Uh-huh.
And I've written a third novel since, and I've also written a handbook about love.
Oh, wow.
That's so cool.
So, yeah. So you...
That's called Seven Paths to Love, and that's also available in English.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So after you published the book in Denmark, then you had it translated into English, and you're publishing it here, right? When is it going to be published?
Yeah, a U.S. publisher picked it up, and it is just being published actually this week. So now it's available in bookstores and on Amazon and everything.
Okay.
Both of the books are.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Now I see why you want to come out here and promote it. I would too. You know?
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
I tell about it. So because after the book came out here, I established myself as a love coach. I actually hadn't planned that, but after the book came out, you know, I was overwhelmed by people contacting me wanting advice.
Oh, wow.
Because I opened sort of a, you know, Pandora's box of people who lived in many different ways.
Uh-huh.
But they hadn't really found somebody that they could be confident with and talk, you know, in confidence about it. So I set up a practice, and then I've coached people on love issues since then.
Yeah. Wow, sounds interesting. Now,
and that's also the book Seven Paths of Love. I wrote that because I saw that there was a pattern in the things that people are dealing with when the love is not working out for them. So, you know, that's why I figured, okay, we need a handbook for this.
Right. Now, I see in your notes here that you claim that you know, the 3-in-1, okay, that sex is the main priority for men. Do you, after all that you've been through, do you still feel that way?
Well, I wouldn't maybe say the main priority, but I think it is an important priority to man.
Right. Well, let me tell you, it is a main priority as far as I'm concerned. We don't think about anything else except for sex, you know. It makes me crazy. So, yeah, so I don't
know. Well, I think that also we're not actually giving enough space for men to be to stand by that need in a proud way and in a respectful way.
Right.
You know, it's a little looked down upon. It's a little spoken about in derogatory terms. And for me, when I lived this model with the three men, I found out how important it is. And I was like, okay, well, if I want a relationship with a man, I need to take a standpoint on how will I respect his need in this area.
Right, exactly. You know, and I think it's even easier if you're just compatible sexually in the beginning. I think for the man it's very important. Even for the woman too, right? I mean, you got to be compatible sexually.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's so important.
Yeah, very nice.
You know, I've also felt that what the book or what the model helped me do was take ownership of my own sexuality. Mm. Because if I needed to actually be able to meet the man where he was, then I also needed to know where am I? What do I like? Sure. What don't I like? How often? How not often? You know, I needed to actually be much more conscious of my own sexuality.
That's good.
And that was kind of a surprise that I wasn't very conscious because I thought I was.
Wow.
But I became much more conscious by this model.
So you're saying that many women are just like more into just like, how am I going to please this man rather than thinking about how they can please themselves?
Yeah, well, I think it's a mishmash of trying to live up to somebody's expectations and trying to live up to your parents' expectations, even though they're not there in the relationship.
Right.
They have a huge influence on you, and then you're also when you're not defining what is important to you, you're not actually giving your partner a very good compass to maneuver in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
I think it's really important that you know yourself and you can signal clearly what are the three most important areas to me.
Right.
And then for your partner to say, now you're spreading yourself over 8 areas. I can't live up to your expectations.
Yeah.
The 3 areas that are important, you can count on me. But the rest, find somebody else to actually, you know, help you there.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you real quickly, Pauline, would this model work in the reverse as well? I mean, would women actually agree to be one of 3 women in a man's life?
Well, it's fun that you ask because I had a friend of mine, he wrote a book called One Man, Three Women. Yes, but he defined 3 roles, and that was the exotic femme fatale for sex,
right.
The young at heart for sex,
right.
And the soulmate for sex.
Oh, but it was always for sex.
Right.
Yeah.
It's an important priority for most men.
So let me ask you something, though.
So, you know.
When you have your 3 men, you're only having sex with one of them, like, because that's their, you know, thing they're strong at.
Right.
And then, but, you know, the others, can't that be filled by friends? You know, like the talking and everything? Can't you just find a gay friend to do that?
Good idea.
Yeah, well, that's what many people have already.
Right.
And what is different in my model is that the 3 men are all, as a starting point, they're interested in actually accessing my bedroom and having
right.
the sex with me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
And that means that the guy who is in the bedroom, he knows he really has to you know, deliver.
Yeah.
He knows he has to be there and he has to be present and he has to feel like it.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't, there's somebody waiting right outside the door who will kick his butt out
exactly.
of the place.
Exactly.
And you know, a lot of men are quite competitive, so if you put the competition right in the vicinity, they will just give you a whole lot more than they would if they were the only guy in the place.
Right.
So I say it's a different dynamic I'm creating by saying, you know, if we find that we have sympathy for each other, it might lead to sex.
Right.
Because then they need to feel, do I have sympathy for her? Do I even desire her? And I need to feel, okay, what do I want to do with this guy?
Right.
So in that sense, you know, you would not do that with a gay friend because
right.
sex is not an option.
Right.
Or
okay.
With
so
a good
it's not
you're
so
not turned on by.
Right.
Or,
it's not you know. So strictly defined
yeah.
then.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's probably a little about self-control too. You know, it's like saying, okay, so I can actually talk to this guy and define a relationship where we connect on an intellectual level or whatever, but not get sexual with him. Yeah.
Yeah, or let a relationship have time to develop, because there was also a couple of guys that I talked very well with, and in the beginning I wasn't interested in sex, but then we had such great talks and we went out to dinner and went to a museum, and then it was like the warm emotions developed, and that was really, really nice.
Yeah. Wow, it seems like you know how to live, let me tell you, Pauline. We're talking to Pauline Middleton. The book is One Woman, Three Men, being published this week in the U.S., and you guys can get it anywhere books are sold. Pauline, do you have a website? How can people get a hold of you if they want to?
Yeah, I have a website called modernloveandsex.com.
Okay.
And on modernloveandsex.com, I have a blog, and I have access to my coaching facilities, and also a calendar for my activities when I'm going to be in the U.S. in April.
Oh, awesome.
Wow. Well, much success to you with the book, with everything that you do. And,
thank you very much.
Yeah, and maybe you'll be able to stop by here and visit us at the studio. It'll be a great experience for you. And we'll show you around L.A. too if you want.
Oh, thank you so much, Sam. That's really nice of you. Thank you,
okay.
Sam and Kelsey. I really enjoyed being part of your show.
Thank you, Pauline. Thank you again. All the best to you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, man. That's how you live. You gotta find multiple partners. Yeah, I'll take that.
But it sounds to me like ultimately what she's trying to do is find the one that kind of, I mean.
No, obviously you want all these things in one person.
Right.
But I think she wanted maybe to experience these things separately.
Right.
In each person and see what's important to her, you know.
Yeah, very interesting.
I know. We get interesting people all the time. And while we're on relationships and dating and stuff, we're going to continue our story about the great love debate.
Oh, yeah.
Last night, because we haven't gotten to the good parts yet. So Brian comes and he picks on me, of course. And my question was that I hadn't planned or anything. What do you people think of dating apps in L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are they useful? He's like, what do you mean, like Tinder? I'm like, yeah. He's like, give me your phone. Let's see your Tinder profile.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. You're like, I'll keep this. Thank you.
No, I didn't. In fact, I didn't care because I'll tell you why. These profiles are public anyway,
right? Yeah, who
right?
cares? Yeah, it's no big deal.
I mean, everybody can see them.
Right.
So I thought, I don't care.
Whatever,
you know? I mean, yeah. I'm not going to show I'm distressed over this or anything.
Right, right,
you know?
Whatever.
So I gave him the phone, and then he gave it to one of the dating coaches there, one of the other three women there,
mm-hmm.
and she started reading it out loud, and they started like analyzing it, but they didn't analyze it line by line. And I think I took my time to write a profile. Most people don't even write anything, right?
Right. Yeah.
So they didn't even say anything to the effect of like, oh, well, the first thing you did great is you actually wrote something, you know, but nobody focused on that. So, I don't know. They didn't really have any. I mean, Dr. Drew told him, he says, come on, give it a break. You're trying to rip this apart, but there's nothing to rip apart about it, you know.
Yeah.
It's okay. I mean, maybe it's not the best, but so I'm like, okay, so what am I supposed to write? And, you know, whatever. And no, I didn't even say that. I was thinking that. And then I was thinking, okay, well, they're not really given any options here. So it's just entertainment. And
pretty
I
much.
Didn't care. I didn't care. So that was that, you know. And then people remembered afterwards and came and said something to me like, wow, you were brave to do that.
Yeah.
A few people told me that.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, no big deal. You know, I'm in the public eye anyway.
Exactly.
What have I got to offer? I mean, what have I got to hide?
Right.
So I'm sitting there, and, you know, you try to capture somebody's eyes, and I couldn't for some reason, because everybody was focused on the show.
Yeah.
So I couldn't catch anybody's look or anything. But then on the side, I noticed this girl was like, every time I turned to that in that direction. She was looking towards us, maybe. I don't know if me, but I thought she was looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
So after the show, so it was like the show didn't go on for much longer, and it was pretty much all the same, you know, those questions and stuff. But, oh, and I'll tell you something else that they did. But so I actually, so the show's over, and I actually get up, and I didn't say anything to my friend or anything. I just went, and I decided I'm going to go and say hi and start talking to her.
Oh, good.
So I sat by younger woman, very pretty. And I said, we started talking and everything, you know. And for about 5 minutes, I'm like thinking she's not really trying to get away from me. She's being nice.
She's not forming an escape plan at the
exactly.
moment.
Exactly. She seems like open to talking to me,
yeah.
which is a great thing, right?
That's great, yeah.
So then Casey comes up and I introduce him and everything. And we joke, all the three of us, for a couple minutes. And then Brian walks by. Brian, the organizer, the one, the host, okay? Mm-hmm. Walks by and he tells her, no, he walks by quickly. He tells me, she's too hot for you. And kept on walking. Now, he said it loud so we all could hear this. Now, let me ask you, Kelsey, is this like a shocker or what? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't say that, right?
No.
You don't say that. That's very negative.
Yeah.
Right? And why would you say that? And maybe she didn't feel that way.
Right.
I didn't feel that way, you know. So, and Casey was shocked too. He's like, I can't believe he just said that.
Oh my
God. You know,
God.
Came like the wind, just dropped a bomb and continued.
That's horrible.
So now during this time, also remember, I got up from my place and I went across the room to sit next to her. I had left the waitress with my card, I think, with
okay.
my credit card. So then I'm looking back. I don't see her putting my card back. And besides, everybody was leaving and everything.
Right.
I finally caught up with her, and she's like, I don't know. We're looking for the card. The whole thing was gone. Not just the card, but the thing it's in, you know, those little cases
You're
they put
kidding.
In. It. No. So I'm sitting there, and in the back of my mind, I'm going, no big deal, you know, but suddenly, it's like everything started happening at the same time. So as I'm like trying to find the waitress, and I'm like, and after Brian said that, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on, and then everybody's pushing us to leave the room because they have another show starting.
Did he say it jokingly? Like, was he making a joke?
It didn't look like a joke. And even if it was, it didn't sound like one. And it's not funny, is it?
No.
Right? I mean, I'm sure he could always say it was a joke, but... But at that point, it broke off the magic. I mean...
Really?
Yeah. So I just... The moment I turned around, she was gone.
You're kidding.
No. Yeah. Well, she probably went out with the rest of the crowd, but I never saw her again. So, you know, and... But you know what? I did, for some reason, miraculously, I did not feel devastated. I felt good that I actually took the step and sat down
yeah.
and talked to somebody I don't know.
It's awesome.
You know, that was good practice for me.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that somebody's going to give me the time of day.
Yeah.
And, you know, after not having dated for so long and stuff, so... and so Casey's just like, he says, I can't believe this. He says he's here. He's doing this against everything that he says, everything he preaches about dating and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But I decided, you know, I thought about it overnight, Kelsey, and I thought, I'm not going to start like an on-air fight with Brian. He's got his own show, too. But because he's a friend of the station. He's been here a few times on a few shows.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he didn't mean it. He did mean it as a joke, but it was destructive. And so that's what I'm saying. I always give people the benefit of a doubt before
sure.
I rip them a new asshole. You know? I mean, I've done it several times on the show where people criticized and we did that to them, but tore them apart. But I'm not going to do it now. I just want to sort of like let it be out there, you know, and put it out there so people can think about who really their friends are, you know. I mean, my friend Casey was more devastated than I was the whole time.
I know.
You know, it was like, so why? So anyway, so we continued the evening, you know. But by that time, we go out to the bar the restaurant bar area, and it's pretty crowded, but it was clear that most people had left.
Sure.
Right? So we were talking to a couple of girls outside, and oh, there was one girl that was asking during the show, right? She gets up, she says, why do I come across as a bitch to people? People feel I'm unapproachable. And they started analyzing her, and Dr. Drew did, and he's like, well, look at you, you know, you're not really looking at anybody, you're not this, you're not that.
Mm-hmm.
So Kelsey told me, he says, you see her and the girl with the pink hair? He says, that's the girl that actually was saying that, you know? And we were looking, and sure enough, those girls were just huddled over their phones and not really doing anything.
Of course, I know.
So they walked outside. I told Casey, I said, let's go outside.
Okay.
And we started talking to them. So I could see how they were talking to us and all that stuff, but she wasn't forthcoming, right?
Sure.
So I'm like, well, now I understand why she comes across as a bitch, because she is. Right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Hey.
Yeah. So then we turn around, and I didn't even... I wasn't sure I didn't hear what she said, but Casey said that she told him, okay, well, we're going to take off. We'll make it a girls' night. That's what she told him.
Yes.
And I said to him, I said, that means they're going home without us.
It does. It does. It does. And I have to say, I'm guilty of doing that as well.
Yeah, well, you know,
I mean, when you're...
You're not going to go with everybody that hits on you.
But that's exactly... That's at least, like, a nice way to, like, exit, you know? Like, because my girlfriends and I do that all the time. When we're like, oh, you know, it's just kind of a girls' night. You know,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's okay. But we're blown off even more the next pair of girls that we started talking to. They were sitting by the bar, cute, young. And we were talking, and the conversation was flowing, you know?
Yeah.
You know, although I saw one of them was kind of nervous and stuff.
Aww.
And then...
That could be a good nervous, though.
Yeah, right? So we're talking, and then suddenly I heard... I thought I heard boyfriends, but I wasn't sure. So I'm like, look at Casey. I said, did you say boyfriends? And he said, yeah.
Oh, no.
I said, okay, there we go. A couple of minutes later, they got up and left.
Oh, my God.
So fuck that, man.
I love whenever... I mean, I remember, you know, I'll tell people all the time, like, oh, I have a boyfriend. And they're like, well, I mean, is it exclusive?
Yeah, right?
And they'll be like, I mean, is he here?
Like, really? They do that,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
You see, I'm not like that. I'll never take it to that point. So
most
I'm not thinking
people
that
don't.
Way. Right. That's true.
Some people do.
But some guys will do that, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they really think it's going to work for them. I mean, I think they should be embarrassed of
talking.
Well,
guys
like
are
that.
Very cocky generally, I think. You
really,
know, it's
huh?
like they. A lot of guys think that they're just the hottest thing.
The hottest thing.
To walk the planet, you know, and they're like, oh, give me a week with her. And she'll, like, leave her boyfriend. And,
yeah,
you know,
right? Yeah, I'll show her who I am. Well, that's funny.
I know.
But, yeah, so that's how it worked out for us. And so we went home empty-handed, but it's not like we had big expectations. To me, it was a great evening because I got to practice a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And as I said, you go with a friend, you can get into some action, you know, because you go alone, forget about it.
Right.
I mean, this guy they picked, oh, I got to tell you, a few minutes, we only have a few minutes left, but Brian called on the stage this guy
mm-hmm.
that must have been the 40-year-old virgin. He was like that.
You're kidding.
And Brian started talking to him, and Brian must have picked up on the fact that he was kind of like shy and nervous or whatever. Brought him on the stage with this other young hot chick, and he's like, here, tell her something. Tell, you know, give her a compliment or, you know, like hit on her. And... You see, that's what I mean. I mean, just by your facial reactions, I know that you're sympathizing with the fact that this guy was, like, really trying to screw people here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound like it?
Yeah.
At the expense...
I mean,
he was trying to provide entertainment at the expense of people.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. So he totally embarrassed the guy and the girl, too.
Yeah.
You know, he put him in an impossible situation. But, you know, look, I don't want to start anything. Like I said, all I am is grateful. Look, they gave me comps for the show.
Nice.
I could hold my own. I didn't feel that I was victimized or anything like
that.
Well,
you're a good catch. You're going to find somebody. You really are.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And people were saying that, you know. But so we'll see. We're going to have what's the word I'm looking for? I can't remember, but like a coach that tells you how to, a makeover coach.
Oh, okay.
She's going to be here.
That'll be
fun. She's been on the show before, and I saw her last night. Her name's Kim Seltzer. She's going to be on the show, and that'll be fun. In a couple weeks, we're going to have a lot of great guests, folks, so you got to stay with us, you know? The show is getting more and more exciting all the time.
Interesting.
I just followed behind and put the show descriptions there, and I'm like, God damn it, man. It always gets away from me if I don't do it every day.
It's hard to keep up with it every day, though.
You know, because it's 5 shows a week.
That's a lot.
But if you fall behind, then it's really shitty, because then I have to go back and see who was when.
Right.
Who was on when.
I know.
So, yeah, life can get tough sometimes, but, you know. We ain't complaining.
No.
Right?
Every day you're breathing is a good day.
Yeah. So, Kelsey, thanks for listening to my stories.
Of course.
You know, I know it would at least fill one show. And we haven't even gotten to a lot of other stuff that that we could talk about. But essentially, we covered the basics. So that was a good thing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, all I'm saying is, folks, when you go out there, you got to... have confidence. You really do. And that's what Brian said here on the show. Being out there with so many singles and debates and stuff, he realized the bottom line, it's confidence and it's communication.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you got to do. And when you have confidence, people will talk to you.
Yeah.
So on that positive note, folks, have a great weekend. Kelsey, have a relaxing one.
Yes.
One. And we'll see you all on Monday.
Bye, guys.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.